So, Mia, tell us what really happened. How were you? But when I heard it, I was shocked. How I know, you know, the crime rate in the country is a problem here. But how were you attacked?
In a part of St. Mary where crime is the lowest in Jamaica. I've never had an issue there. We've been there for, you know, over 8 years or so. And there's never been an issue, but this particular homeless, somewhat deranged individual decided to make my place his home. So it's not somewhere I necessarily live. But what happened is that he would come in at night and make himself at home.
Yes.
I encountered him once, and you know, we run him out of the place, right? And that's when I realized that he wasn't 100%. But he's not mad. He's not mad. And I could arrange it, but not mad. So, but he was very, to me, he was very soft, not very out, you know, aggressive.
Yes.
And went there late, you know, and we encountered the lights on. So I went inside, only to encounter this man.
Yes.
So I was taking him out of the place in the same manner as that before. And he had no weapon when I saw him, but he brandished a machete at the, you know, on his way out. I don't know where it came from. And started attacking me.
Yes.
And it's at least a dozen chops because all the furniture beside that machete chops on it. So it was a frenzy situation. But I'm fortunate that I was able to mobilize myself around him, and you know, and so he ran out when I ran. And so I ran up the stairs, he ran out, and I went to the hospital, and they took good care of me. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, so you know, it's a fight or flight.
Yes.
That's like, and it's probably a good thing too, because he was just swinging that machete.
Yes.
But it wasn't a sharp, you know, when they cut coconut with.
Okay.
It was a blunt machete, so.
Okay.
There are fractures and so on in my skull, but there were
most severe chops.
It could have been worse, put it that way.
Mm.